We need more flexibility at work, and not just policies, but culture, where it's okay to say, I need to bring my child to the doctor and not feel guilty about it. More affordable and accessible elder care and childcare near our homes and in our communities. More mental health support, no shame, just support. And support for the quiet needle who may not qualify for assistance but are still struggling because of a temporary bad card held in life. But this is just what I think. The needs are constantly evolving, and what's most important is what you think, Pasir Ris and Changi voters, and not just during the GE. I hope to have these frank conversations with you if elected to serve you. Because I truly believe when we support the sandwich generation, we're not just helping the middle, we are uplifting the entire family. We'll help children to thrive, we help seniors age with dignity, and we'll help working adults breathe easier, live better, and give more. Helping the often overlooked sandwich class is not a selfish move. It's strategic. It's how we build a Singapore that sustains itself across generations. Let's build a future where caregiving is respected and not hidden, where parenting and elder care is not a lonely road, but a shared journey. Where being sandwiched doesn't mean being squeezed, it means being supported.
In preparation for my speech, I've been listening to many rally speeches, saying they will raise your concerns in Parliament. But friends here, I believe that building the future we want takes more than just raising concerns. It takes hard work. It takes rolling up our sleeves together. It's about the action. It's about the heart. It's about us moving together, hand in hand. For those who have walked this journey with me, you know this is how we do it. We listen, we act, we build together.
But to be honest with you, there is still one thing I feel that I can do better. And that's in the area of ensuring or strengthening job security. In 2020, we moved Project Success to Pasir Ris Elias CC. We helped place 400 residents in job placements every year. We set up Career Connection to ensure that our PMETs, our mid-career PMETs, can pivot into a new job, get upskilled and well-connected. Because I knew and I see them, I met many of these mid-career PMETs. They were struggling. They told me that ageism is real. They had rejection after rejection in their job application. I've spoken to many of them. I feel their pain. And even our young graduates, they find it difficult at times in this very tough economy. And that's why a month ago, we launched a career marketplace to help our people and to support them. But I'm not going to stop here. With the ongoing trade war, we can expect there will be shifts in the global economic model, in supply chain, and in the labour market. With my work in NTUC and with the support of my brothers and sisters from NTUC who are here tonight, we will do more for our workers in Singapore and for the residents of Pasir Ris Changi. We will push more to strengthen Skills Future, to improve support systems and create better pathway to group job. A good and stable job is not just important for the paycheck. The money is important. It's about dignity, it's about security, and it's probably the best defense for the rising cost of living and inflation and crisis. And I will fight every day in Parliament, in NTUC and in Pasir Ris Changi in community to make sure that we strengthen job security for all people.
So, some have asked me, can you fill his shoes? Well, have you seen how tall and how big SMTO is? The answer is no, I can't. But what I can do and what I will do is I will serve with the same dedication and the same passion that he has for all of you. And I and our team promise that we will build on all he has done. And so long as we are here, SM Cho will always be welcome back to see his family here in Pasir Ris Changi. Actually, in a way, SM also was the one who started me on my journey into politics, because my very first tea session with him, well, my first, very first tea session, a PPT session, was by him. He hosted it, and I was late. And I was like, oh dear, you know, it's so terrible, right? I'm late for this tea session. But he was very kind, he was very generous, very calm, told me, don't worry, settle down. And I left that meeting thinking, wow, sure, you know, very bad impression created. But for some reason, he thought I had some potential. So he sent me up along the chain, and I really didn't think that fateful day when I had tea with him, that one day I would be taking over as the lead anchor for his constituency. But when I was asked, I promised SM Teo that I will look after you and make sure that his residents are taken care of. So of that, you can be sure. In Tanjung Pagar, the residents were older. Many were pioneer generation. I've come here to Pasir Ris Changi, and I see you have more of the Merdeka generation. But the advantage of having come from some place which has a lot of older residents is that I can see ahead some of the things that you will need in 5 years and 10 years' time. And I would like, if elected, to start working with the agencies to prepare for this ahead of time, so that when the time comes, yourselves, your parents, your grandparents will be able to have a much easier and better time of moving around. Our GRC has beautiful parks and nature. I see residents exercising everywhere. We will leverage these assets to build health in conjunction with national programs. For social matters, on our engagements, residents have told us about their concerns about various issues. We know cost of living is on your minds. Young residents worry about whether they can get internships and jobs when they graduate. The older residents are concerned about jobs and age discrimination. The PAP has plans to address this at a national level. But we will also explore plans at a local level. So we do have exciting plans for Pasir Ris Changi, but to put these into action, we need your support. We need your vote. And at the broader national level, we need a good leadership team. Today, PM Wong spoke at the Fullerton Rally. Please catch the Fullerton Rally on TV, on YouTube, if you haven't seen it yet. There is much to do and much is at stake. So a vote for the PAP is not just a vote for PM Wong's team. It is a vote for your team. It is a vote for Team Singapore. So for that reason, I ask all of you, vote PAP. Give us your mandate. Give us the chance to do everything that we can for Pasir Ris Changi and for Singapore. Vote PAP.